Once upon a long time ago, it was thought by many who dabbled in alchemy and astrology that dying breaths could be captured and their sense used to bring the dead back to life. Belief in reincarnation or past life memories is hardly a discredited notion, however, as MJ Rose shows in her engaging new novel, The Collector of Dying Breaths. Rose has her modern-day heroine point out that Thomas Edison subscribed to past life beliefs, and at the behest of Edison's great admirer, the auto magnate Henry Ford, had Edison's dying breath siphoned off and preserved in a museum in Florida. Edison and Ford were intrigued by the concept of immortality, which Rose links to the antiquated idea that a person's last breath contains the soul. Rose, whose previous fiction includes The Book of Lost Fragrances and Seduction, weaves these old beliefs into a fascinating narrative, in part historical, in part contemporary, which she subtitled A Novel of Suspense. It is indeed that, and more. Drawing on the immediate power of scent to induce remembrances of things past, Rose creates two sets of characters separated by hundreds of years who quest for dying breaths, said to be preserved in old bottles scented with perfume. The first set surrounds a real-life Renaissance perfumer to Catherine de' Medici, Renée, who, on request, also makes creative poisons for his queen. The other set includes Rose's modern-day heroine, Jacques, an expert on perfume who is a mythologist. Yes, there is such a word, and work. Inquiry into the origin of legends about immortality, which leads Jacques to explore forgotten caves, cellars, tunnels, and crypts. The historical and present-day characters, both conducting torrid love affairs, intersect. Jacques is increasingly haunted by visions that she's rechanneling a 16th-century mistress at Catherine's court, and that Catherine's perfumer, Renée, lives on in the body of her lover, Griffin, an archaeologist. The author, a co-president of the organization International Thriller Writers, used to work at an ad agency for which she developed a signature perfume. Her expertise shows along with her skill. In The Collector of Dying Breaths, she differentiates her characters by time references and voice, but ironically, deliberately confirms the eternality, the immortality of her theme, the unending existence over time of greed and violence, of quests for power that become obsessions, of obsessions that become deadly. Take a deep breath and enjoy. I'm Joan Baum.